蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听今天的蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。不知道朋友你对圣诞歌曲有什么样的印象呢？反正李诺呢，因为从小呢跟父母就去教会，就是圣诞节的时候呢，常常会听到，比如说《普世欢腾》啊，《平安夜》呀，或者是《欢乐圣诞佳音》这样子的诗歌。那有一些呢是比如说是中世纪再早一些就已经有的圣诞诗歌，那有一些呢就是中国国内有一些的福音的作词作曲者呢他们创作的歌曲。那不管怎么样呢，就是我对圣诞的歌曲的认识呢，大部分的呢还是来源于基督信仰。当然可能对于很多还没有认识耶稣基督，或者说从小也没有听过这个圣诞节真正的由来的朋友来说呢，很有可能呢你所知道的圣诞节的歌曲就是叮叮当叮叮当铃儿响叮当哈。其实这也是无可厚非的，因为在过去的时候呢，虽然圣诞节这样的一个节气，这样子的一个名词从西方国家来到中国，但实际上呢圣诞节真实的含义呢却并没有随之一起来到中国，反而呢是被冠上了购物啊、狂欢呐、或者说有一个做慈善的、愿意做好人好事的圣诞老人这样的一个形象附加在了圣诞节这三个字上面。当然呢，其实如果你深究的话，你就会知道原来圣诞节呢并不是为了纪念圣诞老人的。那从上期节目开始的查尔斯就跟我们一起来分享有关圣诞节的一些的诗歌。那上期他分享那首诗歌呢是非常的经典的，而且呢是在西方国家呢传唱度也非常高的。那今天他会继续带来另外一首的诗歌，那这首诗歌呢有可能这个旋律呢朋友你是听过的，或者说你每到圣诞节都会听到，只是你不确定这首歌到底是在唱些什么。那在今天的节目当中呢，我们就来跟着查尔斯一起来思想，一起来好好的听一听这首歌，看看这首歌的背后到底蕴含着什么样的深意，而这首歌的作词作曲者呢，又想透过这首诗歌来向我们传递什么样的信息。我们一起来进入今天的蓝天绿洲。
It was a Christmas Eve in the 1870s, in the Franco-Prussian War. A firefight was raging between the French and German armies when a lone Frenchman stood up and began to sing a Christmas carol.
1870年圣诞夜，在普法战争的战场上，德法两军对峙，炮火隆隆，突然却有一个法国军人站起身来，开始唱一首圣诞歌。
Three verses of a holy night filled the darkness, and then with a pause, a German soldier stood up and began to recite words taken from a hymn by Martin Luther.
他唱的是啊，圣善夜。三节歌词响彻了黑暗的夜空。暂停了一会儿之后，一个德国士兵也站起来开始朗诵马丁·路德所写的一首圣诗歌词。
From heaven above to earth,I come to bring good news, glad tidings of great joy I bring.
从高天到地上，我带来好消息，我带来大喜的好消息。
When he finished, guns were lowered, and for 24 hours, all through Christmas Day, both sides stopped their shooting.
当他读完，所有人放下枪炮，之后的24小时，也就是圣诞节整天，双方暂停战事。
It was another Christmas Eve, but this time 1906. Back then, the only radios were wireless transmitters that picked up Morse code. a 33-year-old university professor, his name was Reginald Fessenden, was tinkering in his office on Christmas Eve and proceeded to do something that no one had done before. He broadcast a human voice across airwaves.
1906年，当时的收音机只是用来收发摩斯密码的无线电传送器。那年的圣诞夜，有个33岁的大学教授在他的办公室里忙活着。他想做一件史无前例的事，就是通过电波传送人的声音。他的名字是雷金纳德·费森登。
Speaking into a microphone that he had rigged, Fessenden read Luke chapter 2 from his Bible. Those were the first words ever broadcast on radio.
他对着自己安装的麦克风读出了圣经的路加福音第二章。这就是人类历史上第一段通过无线电广播出来的话。
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. Everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house in the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
当那些日子，该撒亚古士都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。众人各归各城报名上册，约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
Radio operators on ships and over wireless code transmitters across the seas were shocked. Many said later they thought it was a miracle. But a human voice was not all they heard. After this man named Fessenden finished reading from the Gospel of Luke, he picked up his violin and sat extra close to his microphone. And he played a Christmas carol, the first song ever played on a radio.
那些在船上和各地的无线电发报员听到人声广播，吓了一大跳。他们觉得真是个神迹。但是这个广播不是只有人的声音。费森登教授读完这段圣经经文之后，又拿起小提琴，靠近他的麦克风，奏起了一首圣诞歌曲。这是有史以来第一首在收音机播出的圣诞歌曲。
A recreation of the very first time when a holy night was played on the radio. The same carol that stopped a battle was the first song ever played on the sound waves.
这首有史以来第一次通过无线电广播的圣诞歌曲，正是曾经使战事暂停一天的那首《啊，圣善夜》，也使得无线电收音机开始具备了娱乐的功能。
Well,it has quite a history. The original version was in French, Cantique de Noël. But an American abolitionist heard it and translated it into English. John Sullivan Dwight was a minister and also a journalist during the Civil War. And he started teaching his English version everywhere he went. And it caught on in a big way.
还有段相关的历史。这首《啊，圣善夜》本来是法文的圣诞赞歌，美国有位主张废除奴隶的人听到之后，将它翻译为英文。在美国南北战争期间，身为传道人兼记者的约翰·苏利文·德·怀特就开始到处教人唱这首歌的英文版本，带来很大的回响。
Union soldiers began to sing it as an anthem to the cause they were fighting. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease.
北方的联邦军队以这首《啊， 圣善业作为他们废除奴隶制度而战的圣歌，唱道：主碎锁链，因罪奴是我兄弟，靠他圣名压迫全被除清。
Did you hear these words in the song?
你有没有听到这几句歌词呢?
Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
世人沉沦,全地以罪恶冠盈,直到主来,灵魂自觉保真。困倦世人，咒祸希望，真高兴，因为迎接一荣耀，心清晨。
The weary world rejoices. What can make a weary world rejoice? It's not just the music of O Holy Night, it is the message that makes a weary world rejoice. It breaks into the trenches of war. It breaks into the materialism of a mall.It broke in on the shepherds that first Christmas night.
困倦世人，真高兴。如何使得一个困倦疲惫的世界高兴起来呢？不是单单因为这首《啊，圣善业》的音乐使人高兴，而是他所唱出的信息使得所有困倦的世人高兴喜乐。他进入了战壕，进入了代表物质主义的商场，他也吸引了耶稣降生当晚的牧羊人。
You know the story. I'm sure the coming of the Lord was as far from their minds as it was for most people in a shopping mall. They were on guard in case predators came after their sheep. They were sitting around, probably bored. It was dead quiet, nothing happening.
这个故事你也知道的。我很肯定那些牧羊人从来没想过主耶稣的降生离他们那么近。他们正看守羊群，以防野兽突然侵袭。他们闲坐着，或许还觉得无聊。四周非常安静，平安无事。
And then suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared in the sky, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. It must have been terrifying, but the angel reassured them.
突然之间有一个天使出现在天空，主的荣光四面照着他们。这肯定很吓人。但天使安慰他们说，
Don't be afraid. I'm bringing you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
Just in case the shepherds didn't realize the significance of his announcement, the angel used a couple of modifiers. Good news, great joy.
天使为了让牧羊人能真正明白这个宣告的特殊之处，他用了大喜的这个形容词。
A Savior has been born to us. He is Christ the Lord. Why is it such good news? There's no end to the answer to that question. But right now, let's just focus on one piece of this good news. There's a line in O Holy Night that deserves to be pondered. It always touches me when I sing it.
为我们生了救主，就是主基督。为什么这是个大喜的信息呢？这个问题的答案非常的丰富，我们一时说不完。但我们现在只集中讲一点，就是在《啊，圣善夜》这首歌里面有一句歌词值得我们思想。每次我唱到这里就非常感动。
He appeared and the soul felt its worth.
直到主来，灵魂自觉保真。
Now that's a curious thing to say, but it begins to make you think, if you stop long enough, what is the worth of my soul? We hear all the time about self-esteem and self-worth. The idea is that you want to set your own value and set it high.
为什么这么说？如果你停下来想想，你会开始思考我的灵魂价值多少呢？我们常听到自我形象、自我价值的说法。他的概念是说，你应该看重你自己的价值，确认自己非常宝贵。
But what do you base that on? Something inherent in yourself? Maybe your accomplishments? Maybe how much you're worth? Well, when people die and someone's at fault, the liability payout is usually based on the money the person would have earned as if they had lived. Is that what you are worth?
但是你根据什么来这么想呢？是因为你与生俱来的一切吗？是因为你的成就，还是根据你值多少钱呢？如果有人死亡是因为别人的过失，那么计算赔偿的时候呢，通常会根据死者如果还活着能赚多少钱来决定。难道你的价值就是这样定吗？
My wife Janet this year spent 8 weeks with her mother, packing her up for a move to a senior facility.So many of her treasured possessions had to go into the estate sale. The agent kept telling them it's not asking that sets the value, it's getting. In other words, it's not what you think your things are worth, it's what somebody is actually willing to pay for them.
我妻子珍妮特今年花了8个星期陪伴她的母亲，协助老人家搬到安老院。有很多过去的珍藏不得不拿去做资产拍卖。房屋经纪一直跟她说，不要想着那个值多少，要看它能卖到多少。换句话来说，重点不在于你认为你的东西值多少，而是在于别人真心的愿意花多少钱来买你的东西。
That's what the appearance of Jesus tells us. It tells us what Jesus was actually willing to pay for you. It says what you are worth to him. He came to die for you. He came to buy you for himself. And the cost, you know, it was his very own life.
耶稣的来临正说明这一点，说明耶稣真心愿意为你付出代价，说明你对他而言非常的宝贵。他来为你死，他为了他自己来买你回去，而你知道这个代价就是他自己的性命。
No one can redeem the life of another or give to God a ransom for them. The ransom for a life is costly. No payment is ever enough. Psalm 49.
诗篇49篇说，一个也无法赎自己的弟兄，也不能替他将赎价给神，因为赎他生命的价值极贵。
No payment we can make is ever enough, but the Lord can pay the price. And I might say, only the Lord can pay the price. And he did. That's how much you're worth to him.
这个赎价没有人付得起，但是神可以。可以说也只有神付得起，而且他已经付了。他所付出的就等于你在他眼中的价值。
This Christmas, I pray your soul will feel its worth to Jesus, that you will ponder the price he paid for you. And in response, I pray that you and I will fall on our knees and give ourselves to him with all our hearts.
今年圣诞，我祷告，愿你的灵魂感受到自己是耶稣看中的珍宝，你也能好好的思想耶稣为你付上的代价。我也盼望你跟我都能跪下，将自己全心交托给主耶稣，作为对他的响应。听完了今天的节目，朋友你有什么样的收获呢？对于李诺来说呢，查尔斯这样的分享呢，是再一次的提醒到我，原来我的生命是非常的宝贵的。这个不是因为别人告诉我你能创造什么价值，或者说在别人的心目当中我有多么的宝贵，而是说主耶稣他看我是宝贵的。这一点是很不同的。虽然我们知道了圣诞节好像是跟耶稣有关系，但其实圣诞节是跟你我也有密切的关系的。因为就像查尔斯所说的，耶稣降世呢，是为了我们每一个人。他不是一个好像高高在上的神，然后呢，让人有一个纪念他的日子而已。他降世到这个世界上，就是为我们来 付出代价的。这个代价是为了让我们能够重新的回到上帝创造我们原本的那个美好里面去。所以耶稣他的爱已经体现出来了，是在2000多年前已经体现了。当我们去翻阅历史资料，当我们去查考圣经的时候，我们就会发现耶稣他已经做了这样的一件事情，而且他所做的呢是超过这个世界上所有人的。就像查尔斯说的，因为只有神能够付这个代价，别人都做不到。所以亲爱的朋友，盼望在这个圣诞节的时候呢，如果你身边有教会或者有基督徒的朋友邀请你去跟你分享有关圣诞节有关耶稣的故事呢，李诺鼓励你可以去参加，可以去好好的来思想一下圣诞节的主角耶稣基督跟你个人到底有怎么样的关系。我们每一个人呢都有机会来认识神，但是有的时候我们会觉得我不需要神，或者说我觉得我现在过得很好，又或者呢我们会想着说等我年老的时候再去考虑这些问题。但李诺想跟你说，其实我们的人生越早一天知道真实的意义和价值呢，我们的生命呢也才能越早的活得更丰盛。愿神祝福你。欢迎你来信跟李诺分享你收听节目的感想，或者是你在信仰方面的疑惑。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。你也可以关注生命棒棒糖微信公众号呢，在每周的周六周日呢会有蓝天绿洲的节目图文推送。感谢朋友您今天的收听，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。